So, but there's 2:25 left. I don't think there's any way I can get out of the wind here.
Third down and 10 for Illinois.
In the stand, so this will be probably pretty windy. I'm trying to tuck into a corner here, but probably not going to work. So, there's a guy down here. I'm hoping you can. Oh, God. Oh, is that a fumble? That's a fumble. Did we fall on it? We fell on it. Okay.
Fumble recovered by number 71, Joe Spencer.
Hey, Joe. We got another one. One in North Carolina.
1 yard bounce on the play.
Anyway, there's two fans.
Down and 11
in front
for
of
the Illini.
After I sent my last tweet or whatever, I don't know. I felt like I needed to be in the stands for the fourth quarter, so I came down here. Like, I can't talk about the people in the cold if I'm sitting in the warm. So,
Bunt pass incomplete.
Anyway.
Intended for DJ Taylor. Broken up.
Oh, one's getting up to leave. So I just wanted you to be able to maybe pick up some of these fans in the background. One is Sarcastic Jim, and Sarcastic Jim has sat behind every one of us at every Illinois game, throwing up his hands, and oh, great, you know, game's over, and he's like, why are you throwing, why are you, you know, we're playing against Iowa's second string defense or whatever, you know, he's just coaching from the stand, Sarcastic Jim has to deal with this some way, and that's the way Sarcastic Jim, but then there's Positive Pete, and he's like, if the clock gets below 10 seconds, like at the play clock. We're talking balcony here. He's yelling out the play clock, you know, hoping to help the team. I love Positive Pete. Huge, huge fan of Positive Pete. Like, so he's probably been in this seat for 30 years. And
Taylor Martin on the stop.
You know, he wants to help, man. We're down 28-0 with 2 minutes left. Positive Pete wants Wes Lund to know that the play clock's under 10. And if he can hear him, he can hear him. God bless you, Positive Pete. So, I don't know. It's just kind of a picture of the stands here. Like, right, you know, there's maybe, gosh, it's mostly black and gold left here. Like,
the ball carrier for Iowa.
Illini fans remaining has to be what? I don't know. 3,000 left in the stands at all right now? So.
Game on the
I don't know. Positive Pete just cracks me up. You know how many people in this stadium, not just the stadium, but at home or in the state, or
third down and
the people who were here in the 80s.
Yard line.
We had all those consecutive sellouts when it sat, you know, over 70,000 and we're selling out every game for years. And, you know, people have been waiting for this program forever. And, like, it's just such, you know, a game like this just shows it's such a long wait. Okay, that cheer you hear. So, 16 seconds left. So, a cheer you hear is the Iowa fans. Who, gosh, this is the biggest road crowd. This is more than Ohio State a few years ago. This is one of the biggest road crowds in 5-7 years.
Fans, thank you for attending today.
But, you know, it's just the experience. Illinois fans, faced with these last 25 years, have had to go two directions, right?
Or by visiting fightingillini.com.
They've had two choices. They could either be, what was the first guy? I forgot what I named him. They could either be that guy and just, like, deal with the team with your sarcasm because you don't know. What else can you do? Like, after watching us lose 28-0 and punt on every game. Punt? Let's see. Yeah, we never attempted a field goal. So, yeah, punt, turnover, or turnover on downs every single drive. Is that right? Is that right? Yeah, that's right. It's got to be right. How else can you handle that? You either laugh uncomfortably like I'm doing right now, or you're the guy, you know, just sarcastically yelling at the coaches every play. Or you're Positive Pete and you like, I'm gonna help my team win, man. Like, you know, it's no secret that I'm a huge fan of I was a big fan of the game in Chicago, mostly because of this crowd. Like, without the Iowa fans today, Gosh, were there even 15K Illinois fans in this stadium? I don't really think so. So, you know, that's, and it would be even worse after Thanksgiving, and the students are gone, and, you know, Illinois fans just aren't going to come out for a cold game, and no chance, and we're 3-8, and whatever. So, you know, I was a fan of moving that Thanksgiving game to Chicago, because this place really gets empty. So, next year, Northwestern is here 2 days after Thanksgiving. I can't, you know, we're probably looking at like 3-8 going into that game next year. So I can't imagine, gosh, 10K at that game. Like, I mean, we'll sell whatever our season tickets are, and, you know, so they'll announce like 36 sold or whatever. But, you know, Northwestern doesn't bring fans, and we won't. If it's cold and it's Thanksgiving break, oh. Like, if we're 8 or more losses going into that game, it's got a chance to be the smallest crowd in, what, stadium history? I don't know. Like, have we ever been sub 10K gate? Anyway, this is neither here nor there. This is, you know, it's really hard. It's really, really hard to be in this stadium. Filled with Iowa people celebrating their win. Like, it's hard to keep coming. You know, I mean, people, how far people drive for this? Like, I know I've been saying this since I started the blog, but like when I look at a stadium that sees 60,000 or whatever, like that number, that's Iowa finishing their school song. That number is Club Memorial Stadium. That number's pretty amazing. That there are 60,000 people that came to the North Carolina game. Like, I can't picture 25 people wanting to be here right now. Like, when you really think of what you have to do. Hey! I gotta pause my thing here. Hold on.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.